Okay. All right. Hey, Google, what's today's date?
It's Monday, April 15th, 2024.
Hey, Google, what time is it?
It's 7:05 p.m.
Okay. This podcast is going to be short. I recently posted, or I should say, in honor of National Poetry Month, I published a poetic memoir, which is a prequel to my manuscript, What's the Matter? The Psychology of Feeling in the Era of AI, which is available on Amazon. If you're subscribed to Kindle Unlimited, you can read that for free. My poetic memoir is also available on Amazon. However, you have to purchase it to read it. It includes a live video of me reading my poems. A lot of them are from several years back, early on when I had my surgery, where Dr. Frederick V. Price, MD, snuck illegal surgical biotech in my body and didn't tell me. So anyway, anywho, there are several live videos, spoken word that are included with the written word, which is the poems. Some of them are actually before, some of my poems are actually before my surgery because I'm a writer. I've been writing since I was a kid. I've been writing poems forever. I'm a published writer. I used to write for my college newspaper, Drexel University, Drexel Triangle. I was a movie critic. And I wrote a children's book, which I published. I didn't make hardly any money from it, but I still published it. Anywho, and I also am starting to do static energy science experiments. So I did three of them, three science static energy science experiments. I was very successful. I was successful. I've only posted one. I posted two, but I've only, like, how I should say, I posted one of them on my NicolaWarren.com website. So if you go to NicolaWarren.com, you can click on, I call my static energy science experiments. The title is called Control. And the reason why I call it Control is after the movie Control, which is about me. I would say it's a white woman in it, but I do one experiment. It's a simple one. You can try it at home. You can see who can do it and who can't, you know. It'll be telling. You can't use anything to do it. You just have to do it. You can't do all the things that you would do with a PCV pipe. You're not allowed to do that. You just have to do it just like how I did it and see if you can do it, you know? So, So I posted one, and I just used myself to do that experiment. And I did two other ones. The other one, I feel like anyone can do it. The other one, maybe it's just the way I did it. I feel like maybe not. Like, I don't know. Like, the first experiment, I had two of my kids do it, and I just want to say one of them couldn't do it. So that's kind of telling, you know. That's why I said it'll be telling. You know, hint, hint. It'll be telling. But anywho, you can't touch a dryer. You can't rub your hands on anything. You can't do anything. You just gotta sit down and do it. No rubbing, no nothing, and see what happens. Okay? That's so if you want to do the experiment at home, no extra gimmicks, no rubbing materials, nothing. You just gotta sit down and do it. One of my static energy experiments, I can't catch it on camera. I don't know why. I think it's because, I don't know. I feel like it's the cameras, the pixels, because basically when I rub my hand across things at night, it sparks and it gives like blue light, which again, is something that scientists have talked about. It's, you know, static energy, and it does create blue light, and humans can generate it. I generate a lot of it. And you can see it at night when I rub my hands across things. I've been trying to catch it on camera because it's like I'm really lighting it up. It's like pure light. Like, you can just see it. It looks like fireworks rubbing across things. It's kind of cool because it reminds me of that thing that I used to do when I was in school. And I forget how it's all black and then you scratch it out and then the colors underneath and you see all the amazing colors. Well, that's kind of how it is. Like, the object that I'm touching is plain. It's like ordinary. And then when I take my hands and I rub my hands across it, it creates all these lightning, little lightning, blue lightning bolt sparks. And that's kind of how I came up with Nicola Sparks. I've had that domain for years. Because I've been sparking things for years. That's how I came up with Nicola Spark. So the domain that I have, like I said, I've had it for a while. It's just, I've just been evolving with everything that I'm going through with this biotech in my body, and the way that I live here, and the fact that everyone is lying, denying, ducking, diving, jiving, bamboozling, hoodwinking, you know, not telling the truth about who I am, and the fact that I really had this biotech in my body, and I live like not great. And I in my manuscript, I have this section called the carousel where I call the police to report when I get adversely attacked by the biotech that was snuck in my body. And they don't really do a whole lot. They take the report and that's it. I go to the doctors and then they lie and don't admit the fact that the biotech is in my body. And I've had 2 CT scans and x-rays, and I believe that it shows the biotech in my body. And they don't tell the truth about what Dr. Fred Price snuck in my body. And then when I call attorneys, they tell me that I have to have proof that the biotech is in my body. I have to get a doctor to admit that it's there in order for them to take my case. When we all know that they're often people go to attorneys because they go to the company or the business that did them wrong, or even a hospital that did them wrong, and they don't get justice because the hospital denies or doesn't admit to doing wrong. So then you have to go get an attorney to help you prove that they did something wrong. And usually during discovery, your attorney will get doctors that are experts that are on your side to do what's called discovery of the truth. So each side, it's discovery, that's what it is, to discover the truth. Both sides, the side that is denying that X, Y, and Z happened, and then the other side that is saying that it did, will get their expert doctors to basically examine me to see whether or not I'm telling the truth. So I feel like I'm being bamboozled and hoodwinked and gaslighted because I do have the biotech in my body. Someone uses it on me adversely at times. My end users are all different. And like today, this morning, I was buzzed out of my bed. I said my buttocks was buzzed out of my bed at 9:04 a.m. Oddly enough, I had gotten up before that and I had said to myself, oh my gosh, this is the first day in months that I was not attacked by the biotech. I was not buzzed out of my bed. I even said it out loud. But then I was still tired because I didn't go to sleep until really like 2 a.m. For some reason, I didn't go to sleep until 2 a.m. yesterday. I didn't even have any wine or anything. I just was up. I was up watching God. I was watching GOT and working on something on my computer, and I didn't go to bed until 2. So when I got up, I was like, dang, I didn't get attacked. This is the first day. This is good. I didn't get attacked by the biotech. And like right now, while I'm talking, doing this live session, my ring finger on my left hand is buzzing. So that's not an insult to me, because usually it's my middle finger that's buzzing. So it's my ring finger on my left hand that's buzzing right now while I'm doing this live recording. It doesn't hurt. However, that I don't like to downplay things when I say it doesn't hurt. This doesn't hurt. But last night when I tweeted out that my left leg was getting twisted for 2 hours, I put it on X. You know, I didn't put it on X right away. I kind of was like waiting, and I was like not sure. And I was like, you know, sometimes when I get certain types of pains, they mean something. So I waited a while to see, like, you know, if it would go away, and it didn't. So I just tweeted it out just in case. You know, call me crazy, but I'm not. I really do have biotech in my body. And like I said, when certain things happens to my body in certain ways, it means something. And if you read my manuscript, you'll understand what I mean. But anywho, I'm getting off topic. But I was buzzed out of bed at 9:04. Like, cause I had went back to sleep. I had turned on the news, and I was like, oh yeah, today it's Trump's New York, you know, hush money case, you know. And but it was like, it was kind of still beforehand, and so I was still tired. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna lay back down. I'm gonna put my tablet in my smart stand up. Actually, I had my phone in my smart stand up, and then all of a sudden it stopped working or something. Then I put my tablet and my smart stand up, and I couldn't get anything going there. And so I was just kind of like just laying there about to fall back to sleep. And then I got my butt buzzed at 9:04 a.m. And that to say it didn't hurt is not really the point. The point is that I am not chattel. Having this biotech in my body I'm not property. And I feel like because I have the biotech in my body, someone tries to use it on me as though I'm property, you know. And like before 1865, Black people were considered property. And this is, you know, 2024, and we have a Black female vice president, and we had a Black president. And I think the whole idea of the fact that I have biotech in my body, someone uses it on me as though I'm property, meaning I can get up when I want to get up. And I don't know who did that to me, but it was only once though. Usually for months, I've been getting buzzed out of my bed. Usually I get buzzed out of my bed somewhere between 7 and 8 a.m. And I often, because I'm stubborn, will ignore it, because I feel like I'm not property. I'm not, you know, are you buzzing me out of my bed to get justice for you sneaking biotech in my body? Because America is not a high tech plantation. I'm not going out to pick cotton. But anywho, I don't want to go down that lane in this podcast. I don't want to go in the negative. I don't want to go the victim route. I don't want to speak or spew a negative narrative of how someone chooses to misuse and abuse the biotech that was snuck in my body. But you can click on my science experiment on static energy. I'm going to be doing more of them. I'm going to try to get as many as I can on video, the ones that I'm successful with, and I'm going to post them. And then you can also buy my book of poetry, A Poetic Memoir. It's $10. It'll help me pay my bills. I have lots of bills to pay. I am in debt. I don't know where to begin. I don't understand how the biotech in my body works like a fine-tuned machine. 9 years later, I'm radioactive from the tips of my toenails to the fibers in my hair, but my house is a mess. And it's going to take lots of money for me to renovate and rehab my home or buy another home. And I don't have a lot of money. Matter of fact, I'm suffering and struggling. And I shouldn't be, but I have plenty of static energy running through my body, running through my blood, running through my bones, while everyone lies about what's inside my body, while someone tries to deliberately misuse the biotech that is in my body on me. At the same time, I'm not living in a really good situation. The block, if you see where I live at, my block is really nice. Like, the block is nice. The house I live in is a diamond in the rough. It's a 5-bedroom, 3 full baths. Only one of the bathrooms is working. So I'm not completely ungrateful, and I feel like there's a lot of people that don't have homes. So I don't want to sound shallow or entitled, but what I'm saying is that the biotech works like a fine-tuned functioning machine. Someone tries to remote control my vagina with it, basically trying to turn my body into a utility. I was just on Wikipedia and I was looking at they had this term that I feel like wasn't there before. Because I say electromagnetic, talking about the electromagnetic spectrum. And I had looked up something that I talk about a lot in my recordings and stuff, the Leyden jar. And let me see if I can find it before I misquote or missay what I was looking at. Let's see. Let's see if I can find what I was looking at. I'm trying to go up to my history. Okay. Electrostatics. And I really felt like it was ironic. I swear to goodness, when I wrote my manuscript, had I saw this when on the segment where I was talking about asynchronous and I was explaining the Bluetooth technology, I would have used a photo that Wikipedia has, and I really feel like they're being a fucking smartass, under electrostatics, where they have a pussycat. And they have, let me see, let me put my glasses on. They have a pussycat under electrostatics. Electrostatics is a branch of physics that studies slow moving or stationary electric charges. And what they have as an example to demonstrate what electrostatics is a pussycat with foam peanuts clinging to a cat's fur due to static electricity. Now, I would have used that for example had I seen that, because it wasn't there before. I don't know. I feel like they just put this in here because I said that someone tries to use Dr. Frederick B. Price's biotech to like remote control my vagina, and when certain things happens to my body, my body fills up with high amounts of static energy and it makes me more radioactive, and then I start shocking stuff and I become more static, and you know, I can move certain objects without touching them. And I'm sorry, but no one's really paying me to be silent. Actually, I feel like I needed to speak up more about what is going on here, because you know, like I really would want President Biden to come to my home and walk through my house. I would want him to go to the bathroom in my bathroom. I would want him to cook in my kitchen, and I'm telling you, he wouldn't want to. And then I would want him to look at my CT scan and my MRI and ask me, does this make sense? Is this right for me to be living like this with my kids after they snuck biotech in my body that everyone is lying about? It just doesn't seem right. It's evil. It's fucked up. This is like, America is not a third world country. Why am I living in this house with hardly no money in deplorable circumstances while everyone is just letting the clock run out, hoping that I die? That's what it feels like. And then when I look at this picture, you know, they use the pussycat, you know, and I feel like the phone represents the men. They have some kind of app on their phone, like it represents their dicks, basically. And I just felt like they were being smart by putting that in there like that, by using the cat or something. But it's fine, you know, like pass the pussy, like from School Days. So yeah, anywho, I'm being negative. I probably should not have gone live. I'm being negative. Like, I should not do that to myself. I really shouldn't, right? But that is the bad part about this biotech that's in my body that I can't quite run away from. As much as I said that this biotech makes me like the bionic woman in certain ways, how it communicates at the speed of light, undetected, how it's Morse code, how it's ASL, how it does all these things, and how it can make you very powerful and privy. There's certain parts about it where I don't like, where I feel like it's not empowering, it's subjugating, it's subjective, you're being subjected, it's subjugating, and you know, all the negative things about it. I wish that my vagina had nothing to do with the biotech. You know, when they snuck this biotech in my body, it was untailored. It was a fishing expedition. And for the last 9 years, I've been tailoring it. I've been tailoring it by documenting how it's being used and how it shouldn't be used. And I've been saying all the different ways it could be used that makes you privy, that gives you the advantage, that doesn't subject you and doesn't subjugate you. I've said in previous recordings, I see the way that you're using it. I just don't see it your way. Meaning I don't value myself or see myself through the eyes of my end users, because they may not even see me as human. I'm human. I've always been human. I'm human first, and I can think for myself. And I'm not afraid of the biotech. I'm more concerned about the way that it's being used and who's using it and what they're using it for. And I'm concerned about the possibilities of them rolling back the clock with it. And so it's a burden that I had to have because they snuck it in my body. I am a broken record and a pioneer in change because they snuck it in my body. So I'm not going to shut up. And they're not even paying me to shut up. To me, you pay for silence, right? They snuck it in my body, and then they get mad when I tell their secrets. And I'm like, cook in my kitchen, take a shower in my tub, live in my house and feel what I feel, and ask, and you tell me, would you be quiet when you know that no one's above the law and that we all are supposed to have the same, you know, inalienable rights? You know, I don't. Like, you cherry pick who has to follow the law and who can break it. And then when, you know, I tell my truth, you even try to keep me from getting the proceeds from all the people that have read my manuscript. I said that for all the people that have read my manuscript, if they just gave me $1, I would be a millionaire. I would be able to pay my debts. I would be able to live, either fix up my house or live in a better house. And maybe I won't feel so compelled to speak out my truth. I feel like that there's an injustice here, you know, with all that I'm feeling, all that's being done to me, and the fact that I look at my bank account and I look at my house and it's just not adding up. It's not adding up according to U.S. law. And I feel like, you know, are you just going to just be silent and die? Or are you going to use, are you going to tell your truth? And then I also feel like my experience is unique. It's not something that the everyday person has ever experienced. And I'm like, eventually someone else is going to come along and tell the story that you could have told because you experienced it first. You know, like, why are you being silent, waiting for 20 or 30 years to pass by? And someone might, and let me talk about that. Because I know some people was like, girl, why would you tell your business like that? Like, I can hear Black women in the background, like, just, girl, why would you tell your business like that? Why would you put this stuff out in the street? You know why? Let me tell you why. Because for several years, I was writing and recording quietly, not posting like the innovative stuff, the empowering privy stuff. I wasn't doing that, right? And they were taking my words and putting them in films. They were making movies about me. They were doing all kinds of things. And I felt, and then when Oppenheimer was the last straw, and I was like, why do you do these recordings and then don't post them? And the next thing you know, your words is in a film that they've made millions of dollars off on ideas and concepts that you've talked about in your recordings years ago. Why did you wait? Like, I always feel like, why did you wait? Even with my manuscript, I feel like had I published it 3 years ago, I probably would have profited, but I was scared. I'm not gonna say I was scared to publish it, but I was. I feel like I was scared of being smart. I really do. I feel like I was scared of the embracing the part where I wasn't afraid of the biotech. I haven't been afraid of the biotech for a really long time, but I was always concerned, very, very concerned about what it could do to us as far as rolling back the clock. And if you read my poetic memoir, which I did those videos live 5 years ago, some of them are 5-6 years ago, you will see where I was mentally. And I'm kind of glad that I did them because I feel like it shows the transitions or the evolution of my thought, in my experiences as far as like what I was thinking and what I was going through. And I kind of wish now that I look at those videos and I read those poems that I had did that with more things. Like, I did the audio recordings, but someone was hacking them, which I don't know if I care, because it was like, I do care, but I don't care. I don't care if it was for social activism, if it was for awareness, if it was for making things better. I do care if it was for like Grand Theft Auto, like you take my ideas, you take my concepts, and then you write these stories, and you take my words and you write these stories, and you're making millions while me and my kids are living in deplorable circumstances. And some of the things that you took from me, you know, were my words, my ideas, and you used it to profit. So I do care about that. But I don't care about the sex social activism. I don't care about the awareness. I feel like women are in trouble. I feel like men think with their dicks, and they're not women, and they don't carry the same burden that women carry, even with pregnancy, even with not just childbearing, but actually taking care of a child. Like, I feel like our government, no offense, they don't even want to take care of the kids that's here now. They don't want to fund or feed or support women and children that are here now. And they're forcing women to have babies that they may not be able to financially afford. I see a train wreck coming. I see that not just Black men, but white men and Latino men will never be able to buy a home because they're going to owe child support. Because they're going to have kids with women that they're not married to, and they're going to owe child support forever for 18 years, and they're not going to be able to buy homes. And I feel like it really puts us in a really desperate situation where you're like the guinea pig on the wheel. Like, you know, it leans more towards communism because it creates a situation where you You don't own anything because you can't, because you have so much debt. And I feel like the debt will come from the responsibility of maybe raising a child that you were not ready for or financially prepared to take care of. Now, I feel like when it comes to like having children, I'm both. Like if you, you know, I believe in a right to life, but I believe in a right to choose. So I don't know if that's even a thing to be both. Like I'm both. But I just feel like, I said, even with the biotech in my body, how they lied about it, they give you a reasonable explanation as to why something occurred, except it's not the truth. You know, so it's like, oh, she had a hysterectomy and she's crazy. That's, you know, that's why she's saying all these things. That's a reasonable explanation, but it's not the truth. And I feel like they did the same thing with Roe. Like, it's like you using the whole right to life initiative, you're using them for something that is much deeper, that has much, very much to do with having access to women's bodies. And I'm concerned about states where the liberals don't exist. I'm concerned about states where people aren't paying attention. And then there's women in those states that are subject to doctors that are perverts, that will do things to women like what was done to me, because there's no accountability. There's no one looking. Like, it's just so much chaos that people just don't care anymore. And it's concerning to me. I said a lot, but anywho, I always do. You can go to my website and see my, see my experiment. You can order my book, A Poetic Memoir, or you can donate. I have a link where you can donate. Give a holler, donate a dollar, or your heart's desire. Because it's been 9 years and I still haven't gotten justice. But I get everything else buzzed. I just, you know, I get all this other stuff happening to my body. I said, if the electromagnetic waves that hit my skin match my bank account, I would be in such a much better predicament. Like if we measured, you know, if we measured the amount of energy that's hitting my skin every day, doing all kinds of things to me, if it matched the money that I actually have to live off of, I would be in such a better situation. Like, I feel like you didn't even really pay me to hold your secrets. You know, when you really think about it, I mean, you didn't. And then I'm wondering if I'm being censored, if my truth is being censored, where you're suppressing my truth, but then you're also denying me money and resources at the same time. And then you're also using the biotech on me adversely. That is just like, I don't know. That's just like super criminal. That's just super corrupt and everything else. I don't really know what to say about that, but I hope that's not what's going on. I hope I'm not being censored. I hope I'm not being suppressed. My truth is not being suppressed, because the money is being suppressed. My resources are being suppressed. My living conditions are being suppressed. And you're still using the biotech on me every day. So I just feel like it's like a no-win situation for me. And that should not be the case as a U.S. citizen.